LeBron James has made thousands and thousands of shots in his NBA career. Layups, dunks, three-pointers, free throws. Last night, it was a fadeaway jump shot that made history.
LeBron James, a shot at history.
The previous NBA leader in total points scored was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He held the record for 34 years, and he was courtside to congratulate his successor. As NPR's Jason Fuller explains, James and Abdul-Jabbar took different paths to making history.
It's hard to imagine what 38,387 points looks or sounds like. But for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's safe to say it involved a lot of skyhooks.
Ford sends it to Kareem. Skyhook up and good. Lakers win. Score it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He estimated in an interview with astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson that three-quarters of his points came from his signature shot. He had the skyhook down to a science.
Everything I learned, had to do with learning the mechanics of the shot. You don't have to know where the ball is. You got to keep your eye on the basket, but you don't have to have your eye on the ball.
Combine an unstoppable shot with a distinct size advantage, he's over 7 feet tall, and you get a long way to understand Kareem's dominance and his all-time scoring record, the one LeBron James just broke.
So we're talking about one of the more hallowed records. However, in LeBron's case, it's not really a scoring record. It's a longevity record.
Brian Windhorst is a basketball journalist and has written three books about LeBron. He remembered watching LeBron at a camp for top high school players, along with coaches from major college programs and NBA executives.
LeBron didn't just play well. He was far and away the best player, and it wasn't debatable. Literally every top basketball evaluator in the country had made up their mind that he would have been the number one pick in the NBA draft as a 16-year-old.
The talent, size, explosiveness, and acumen was and remains apparent. But what's propelled LeBron to today's record is endurance.
This is a record that is masquerading as about being the greatest scorer, but he's not really the greatest scorer. He's not the best shooter in NBA history. He's not the best free throw shooter. What LeBron has done basically better than everybody is no one has been this great for this long.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar himself logged over 20 full seasons in the NBA. And LeBron James, now 38 years old, is also now in his 20th season. But LeBron broke the record in roughly 150 fewer games than Kareem played. He's just scored more per game.
What we're witnessing now is incredible in that LeBron James is putting up the kind of numbers that you would have expected to see from him when he was 21, 22 years old, only he's doing it at age 38.
Sean Devney is a writer for The Heavy and is the author of The History of the NBA in 12 Games, from 24 seconds to 30,000 three-pointers. Devney remembered covering the 2003 NBA Finals, the year before LeBron entered the league. The games were low-scoring.
And I remember Greg Popovich after the game, the Spurs were in it. Greg Popovich after the game said, we just set NBA basketball back 15 years.
Actually, the opposite happened. Devney said that the NBA game changed, due in part to teams doing data analysis. They started playing faster, which suited LeBron's explosiveness and his ability to draw fouls.
Here comes James in the open floor. James, grab from behind, count it, and one.
He's taken 1,600 more free throw attempts than Kareem. And teams also encourage players to pass up mid-range two-point jump shots and try to make more three-pointers.
And Howard, LeBron James can to three. LeBron James lines it up, and he buries it. James, heat check. Oh, yeah!
Throughout his career, LeBron worked to improve his outside shooting. Kareem, on the other hand, only made one three-point shot, ever. The three-point line didn't even exist until midway through his career. What's truly scary is that LeBron has hinted at sticking around long enough to play with his son, Bronny.
I need to be on the floor with my boy. I gotta be on the floor with Bronny. That would be the icing on the cake.
Meaning we could be looking at around 45,000 total career points, an awfully high bar for anyone trying to grab the crown from King James. Jason Fuller, NPR News.